joining us in the studios today, we've got the lead singer-songwriter, it's Naomi Coombs. Hello, Naomi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad.
Good. Thank you very much for coming into our brand spanking new TV studios.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You're the first acoustic session that we're going to be having in here, so no pressure. So you've got to be good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try. For anybody that hasn't heard of Naomi Coombs, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in Salisbury, so I'm originally from southern England. I've played guitar since I was seven, but I didn't really take it seriously because I was really young. I've just been interested in music most of my life. I do kickboxing at uni.
Okay.
Yeah, play guitar, that's probably obvious. But
so you learnt guitar at the age of seven. Was that like your parents getting you into guitar, or is it something you chose to do?
Yeah, well, my brother was, he's 2 years older, so he started off learning drums. And then I wanted to play an instrument, so I started playing guitar. We had a lot of family friends that were musicians, so I was kind of like quite influenced by them. And we used to go and watch their bands and stuff quite a lot. So I was really into that sort of thing. So I wanted to start playing. I learned guitar. My brother's playing drums. Then he learned bass, and then he learned guitar as well because he plays like everything. So.
Really?
Yeah. But
that must be annoying. Is he an older brother?
Yeah, but he's just really good at music. He just picks it up really quickly. So
that's annoying, isn't it?
A little bit.
There's always one kid at school like that as well, isn't there? There's always good at everything.
Yeah, but I think everyone's good at something. So they have their.
No,
own
I'm not. Not
maybe
at all.
Maybe you haven't sleeping found it yet, though.
Maybe not. But maybe, hopefully, we'll find it soon. Learning at 7 years old, at what point did you start writing your own songs?
It was when I used to play rugby, which is probably not a good idea for a girl. But, and I dislocated my kneecap. So I couldn't really do anything.
Right.
So I was just kind of got a bit bored. And then I'd play my guitar more and then I'd started to learn covers and stuff to begin with, just so I could, you know, play songs that I liked. And then I just kind of went from there, and I was probably about 14 when I started to write songs. And then when I was about 15, I started doing like open mics and stuff. But it mainly kicked off when I was about 17, because I did an open mic night and someone there wanted to be my manager. So I had a manager for a bit.
Right.
Which was quite helpful, so it kind of like got me to do more things more quickly, which was nice.
Okay, I've got a question straight away. You used to play rugby. You dislocated your knee playing rugby. That's got a smart.
Well, yeah, it's really painful. I won't lie. Yeah.
Dear me, how old were you when you did that?
I was 14.
You were 14 when you did that.
Yeah.
Wow. So how long were you had to be laid up for?
I did it twice. So. And quite like quickly after each other, which is why I don't play rugby anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
So it was about 8 weeks to begin with, and then afterwards, it wasn't as long the second time. So, yeah, it was quite...
Crumbs.
About a year, probably.
So now kickboxing, do you have to sort of like go with a different leg, or have you done both knees? Or
no, I mean, I hopefully, touch wood, there won't be any problems with kickboxing, I hope. But I mean, obviously, you do have to like move your legs a lot, but it's not as bad as like changing direction and stuff, and then sort of being tackled. So,
right.
Hopefully, I'll be okay.
So, are you a big fan of rugby union? Is that what got you into playing rugby union?
My family watch the rugby a lot, and then obviously, at the moment, now the cup's on. Like there, we go around and swap around people's houses and do like dinner and stuff, and then watch the match and things like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Kickboxing and rugby union, you just wouldn't put those down, and now singer-songwriter.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just kind of like to do quite random things. I don't know. I just sort of, if I like the sound of something, I'll just go and have a go at it. Just started kickboxing at uni because it was different, so might as well.
Marvellous. We're going to hear a couple of things from you. What are we going to hear first up?
Song-wise?
Yeah.
I suppose I've just released a band version of one of my songs, which is called Limits, so I'll do an acoustic version of that. But then there's another song, so I've got quite a lot of new songs, but not many people have actually heard them yet, unless they've been to my gigs or something, because I haven't actually recorded them or done any sessions with them. So the other song is called Rising Sun, which is like another one of my new songs.
Okay. Well, let's have a listen then to Naomi Coombs, and this is Limits.
Cause everybody keeps inside their bottle of champagne. But when they've worked real hard and it's all gone up, babe, cause you've got 3 days, 2 days, not long till you get away, and you just can't wait, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause if you're scared of heights and you can't grow, your mind says yes, but your body tells you no. Cause I've got 3 days, 2 days, not long till I get away, and I just can't wait, yeah, yeah. Cause everybody's out to get you for what you're worth. Grab onto my coattails and we'll be home. Cause everybody's trying to get you when you feel no. Everybody's trying to get you when you feel low. Everybody's trying to get you when you feel low. But don't let them knock it down off your pedestal. Everybody's trying to get you when you feel low. Everybody's trying to get you when you feel low. Oh, 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 yeah. Feels like my temper is very thin. Just like my patience with everything. Because it's too much, too soon. Spack it in for this afternoon. And I don't know who, why you try. Cause everybody's out to get you for what you're worth. Grab onto my cocktails and we'll be hurt. Cause everybody's trying to get you when you feel. Everybody's trying to get you when you feel low. Everybody's trying to get you when you feel low. But don't let them knock you down, I'll be better soon. And everybody's